who were below the federal poverty line, 10% were homeless, and nearly 30% of the people we helped did not have a high school diploma or an equivalent education. That definitely made a difference. So when you shop at and donate to Goodwill, you're making a big difference too, because that helps us make a difference, not a profit. There's nothing like Goodwill, and that makes us unique. You thought I was going to say different, didn't you? Goodwill. Because jobs change lives.
Goodwill is opening a new Capitol Hill store Friday, May 2nd off Belmont between Olive and Denny. To receive text alerts about this store, text the word Goodwill24 to 91011.
Sit back, relax, and let Clipper Vacations whisk through scenic waterways to amazing Northwest adventures, like beautiful Victoria, BC. Clipper round trip and overnight hotel from just $145. Or take a Clipper day trip to see the visiting gray whales from just $55. Details at clippervacations.com.
This is a story of loss and love, of adversity and dedication, and yes, some unabashed corporate chest thumping.
PEMCO Insurance presents, Yeah, We Did It.
The Northwest is a place where bad things occasionally happen to good people, where a single snowflake can send cars, trucks, and buses careening into espresso carts, where for more than 60 years, we've been there to help these good, if quirky, Northwest people pick up the pieces. And this year, we're proud to say that PEMCO Insurance has received the J.D. Power Award for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Northwest region. And that warms our polar fleece-clad actuarial hearts. So, J.D. Power, you may not be one of us, but if you were, you'd know who to call the next time a recycling truck smashes your custom coho salmon-shaped mailbox. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little proud. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
At Loma Linda University Health, we are driven by a mission. A mission to heal, to teach, to innovate, to serve. It's a mission that we live every day, a commitment deeply rooted in our faith. At Loma Linda University Health, health and wellness is more than something we believe. It's something we live. To join us in our mission of health and wellness, visit us at lluhealth.org.
I mowed Aunt Mary's lawn 5 times.
And I used my babysitting money.
And we all went to Fred Meyer Jewelers.
This Mother's Day, show mom how much you care with a heart-shaped pendant that's just her style. Or treat her to the perfect ring in rose gold and discover new designs in colored diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40 to 70% on gifts for mom. Visit us in the store or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
I love it.
Happy Mother's Day from Fred Meyer Jewelers.
It's the I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. Save on Oshkosh, Kids Corner, Carter's, and so much more. Download your coupon at fredmeyer.com and save an extra 15%. The I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
And I'm Jill Biden. As our wars draw to a close, more and more of our troops are coming home. And as they do, one of the biggest challenges they'll face is finding a job.
That's why we're so excited about iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes initiative. Over the past year, they've been helping to connect our veterans with the jobs they deserve.
To get involved, just visit iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes or joiningforces.gov.
Let's join forces and serve these heroes as well as they've served us.
This report is brought to you by Great Floors.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-5 southbound, still a tough drive from pretty much Mount Lake Terrace all the way into downtown, really increasing as you make your way past Northgate. Everett to Seattle taking you about 55 minutes. Federal Way to Seattle, a 40-minute drive.
Great Floors is celebrating their 45th anniversary of serving the flooring needs of the Northwest with special savings this month on carpet, laminate, tile, and more. From Bellingham to Lacey, Silverdale to Bellevue, there's a Great Floors showroom in your neighborhood at greatfloors.com.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, and iHeartRadio station.
Uber is being fought hard by mostly taxicab companies. In this case, Uber is also being attacked by anarchists. Jody uses Uber. It's like a taxi cab service, only it's like regular people using the internet to hook up and give you rides.
Yeah, and it's fast and it's easy and you do it with your phone.
There's a group called Counterforce that says they have stopped 10 Uber cars on a Saturday night in Seattle, hoping to disrupt business for the mobile app company. Why?
Ask any Uber driver in Seattle.
Saturday night is the busiest ever.
And with all the bar hopping, Seattle's Capitol Hill is one of the company's busiest areas.
There are cabs all over the place here on Capitol Hill on Saturday nights.
Perhaps that's why a self-proclaimed anarchist group called Counterforce picked that night and that neighborhood to target the mobile app company. They posted these photos claiming to have detained 10 Uber cars in front of hundreds of witnesses because Uber is, quote, one of the most disgusting tech companies in existence. The site goes on to say multiple families will lose a significant portion of their monthly incomes when Uber overtakes smaller taxi services.
I mean, police and capitalists every corner, so hopefully.
With the anarchist group promising more disruptions, Uber driver Emmanuel Haley plans on playing it safe.
So pretty much, you know, you have to protect your, you know, customer for sure and, you know, ask what this is about and stay calm.
A company spokesperson says it only knows of one driver having service interrupted and that many of the small business owners or drivers we partner with are college students, immigrants, and residents looking to supplement their income. It leaves some people questioning why Uber.
I guess I've never really seen it as like a super corporate company.
And as far as May Day is concerned, this Uber driver thinks maybe it's better to take a back seat. In Seattle, Alyssa Hahn.
That's the weirdest protest ever, because the anarchists aren't supposed to stick up for the established businesses, right?
Well, who says they're really anarchists? Why don't we think that they're a bunch of cab drivers?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I think they're cab drivers.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think
they're the they're kind of like Russian troops. Oh, no, we're not Russian troops.
Yeah, right. I think you're right.
No,
I've
seriously.
Got a yellow cab jacket on, but I took the insignia
That's
off.
That's the weirdest
I'm an
thing.
Anarchist.
Right. This internet is allowing anybody to get out there and try and earn a living, and we want to protect the existing infrastructure of cabs. Now, there's a reason to do a balance between those two. Because the existing infrastructure of cabs is this very reliable service that mm-hmm. also feeds families, and these people are hardworking people who pay incredible fees
right.
and licenses and help everything from your schools to your roads by the existing infrastructure. And it's not easy when an old business model is replaced by a new one, and it's not like automatic that you should just let it ravage the existing business. So right. they're trying to do it gradually. By essentially regulating the new business, which is in some ways good and bad, but that's the weirdest protest. Okay, the other business, Airbnb, just so you know, it is the darling of international media right now, promoting Airbnb as a great way for anyone with a spare room to make a little extra money. And, you know, we do crowdsourcing. It's the share economy, they call what the internet has created is that if you have something, you can share it with people for a fee, mm-hmm. Uber the same,
right.
That you should be able to do it. It goes against established rules, regulations, taxes. You know, as time has gone on, what do? Every time we want to build a stadium? We put more hotel fees on our hotels,
right.
Figuring we'll get people who are coming in, tourists, to pay for it.
Right, taxis too.
So Airbnb is controversial because it goes around that. People just rent a spare room, and then the established government needs to attack them, same reason as the taxis, because they're not paying the fees. An article in the New York Times highlighted a guy in New York who had difficulty in the economy maintaining his mortgage. So he rents a room, feeds people breakfast, shares his refrigerator with him, learns about people from all over the world. They had like an Italian couple in his place. And people, you know, like kind of Eric would do, like be curious and interested in everybody.
Sure.
I mean, like everybody should do. But he made an extra $17,000 last year. And now they want to say he should pay hotel tax on that. He should have to get health inspections, licenses for... If he's letting people eat food, he should have the same restrictions as restaurants.
You know, I can see that point of view because when you hire a taxi cab or you hire a hotel room, you get a certain level of safety, mm-hmm. of dependability, and security involved. When you go outside the norm and rent an Uber or you rent an Airbnb,
you get an expected level of safety. Right. You don't automatically get that safety if you've ever looked at the food inspection report.
If a friend of mine came from out of town and was like, hey, can I crash at your house for a couple of days? And I let her crash in my house for a couple of days and I cooked her meals and I slept her around. Right. And at the end of the thing, she was like, here, let me give you $100.
Right.
No, government
should she have to get a restaurant license for that?
Absolutely not.
Well, now ratchet that up to you total strangers, and you're making $17,000 a year. At what point are you?
What's the difference between a total stranger and a best friend?
A friend you haven't met yet.
Total strangers sign away their
rights. Especially
if
you're someone like Eric, who's open to meeting all kinds of people. I keep pointing him out, but he would love it. You should do this, Eric.
Yeah, if I had. Well, actually, when AJ gets bigger
and when AJ moves out,
when he moves out, I think
you'll have a spare room, and you guys could do something like this.
Yeah, we could.
Here's what I think the balanced answer is. You have a smaller license for that. You charge a smaller amount of tax.
Yeah, that's good.
And you come up with a like $5, $35, whatever it is, business license. You already would get a business license. You would already pay B&O tax. You say that's good enough. And you let people who are on Airbnb sign a disclaimer saying they know that this is not a professional hotel.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Texters say, we have reserved an apartment through Airbnb in London this July. It was recommended by a friend. It's a great system. Somebody else says, I love Uber. They're easy, quick, and most importantly, friendly and clean. Things cabs are not. If they don't want Uber to take their business, they need to step it up.
Now, here's the real downside. How would you feel if half the hotels in Seattle closed because of this new service?
Because of Airbnb?
Yeah. Could happen. Think about it. 8:13.
I've been trying for so long, baby.
You've seen actor Sun Kang in the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, Better Luck Tomorrow, Fast and Furious 6, plus many, many other television and film appearances over the years. Now, later this month, Si-sung starring in the new Fox series, Gang Related. And we just got the screener after bedtime last night, so we can't say we saw it. But we know this. It's the story of a cop on a gang task force who was also a Latino gang member himself. So he's obviously got a moral dilemma. He's a good guy who's friends with the bad guys and has to arrest them. Ramon Rodriguez is that detective, and Sung plays gang task force member Tae Kim. Catch Gang Related. It premieres Thursday, May 22nd. So he's through town now. It's still a little ways out. Thursday, May 22nd at 9 o'clock on Q13 Fox. Sun Kang, welcome to the Bob River Show. Sun Kang, hi.
Hey, Bob. Thank you.
I've worked hard on the pronunciation. I finally got it right.
Sun Kang, Sun Kang.
Oh, you too. You don't care. Just call me.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Now, you, the big franchise, the Fast and Furious, has been really kind to you and good to you. And yet has been in turmoil since that tragic accident. You're in 6 and 5?
3, 4, 5, and 6.
3, 4, 5, and 6. You're in a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know anything about racing before you did that?
Racing, no, but I grew up, a fan of muscle cars. So I was always into the car culture, and you know, to be a part of that franchise, you're around those cars, and you know, you get to drive.
What sort of cars? How many cars do you own?
Right now, I own 2.
You own two?
Yeah, 2.
2 for your whole family? Do you have a whole family?
I have a wife, just she and I.
So it's she and you and each have a car. It would seem like you'd collect more than that.
No, you know, I don't like to have things that I don't use every day. So I buy a car that I'll drive every day.
Right.
And then, you know, once I...
Muscle car?
I have a sports car. Yeah.
Sports car. Okay, yeah. He has a flight. You don't want to mention
like 71 Plymouth Super B. What do you have?
No. I think it's like a super fancy.
I'm thinking Super B is a fancy car, though.
It's a great car.
Come on,
man. Yeah. Thank you.
If it's a fantasy car.
If we guess it, will you say? I'm guessing Porsche.
Oh, how'd you know?
Porsche.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. 911 Porsche. 911.
911.
There you go.
You know what? My wife had one of those once, a classic one. She loved it. Some Porsche drivers absolutely love them.
Yes.
And you like to, when you're sitting in a car, then you're perfect for Fast and Furious. You like to feel the car.
You
don't want a car, like I like a car that I don't even know it's a car. I'm like drifting like I'm in a spaceship, but that would be bad for you.
Yeah, I'm a purist. I like a manual. You know, I don't even like to turn on the radio. You know, I don't like the air conditioner. I like to hear the engine, and I like to feel the car underneath me.
Do you know how to work on a car? No, you hand the guy the keys to the Porsche dealer.
There are other people for that.
Yeah. I don't want to take jobs away. Come on.
People who can work on cars don't know how to work on Porsches.
I was looking at your bio and all of the, especially the television credits, all the big shows, NYPD Blue, Girlfriend, Spin City, Felicity, Martial Law, Without a Trace, Threat Matrix, Cold Case, Monk. I mean, you've had a lot of roles on these shows, some big, some small.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of role?
Comedy. Anything that, you know, I get to laugh and make people laugh. You know, I think that's one of the reasons I became an actor, is to get that instant response and, you know, make a difference. But speaking of TV, I read somewhere that you were on 2 episodes of Star Trek.
I was. Did you ever do Star Trek?
No, but my friend John Cho, I did Better Luck Tomorrow with him.
Okay.
I think he was a guest on your show. He's in Star Trek.
Mr. Sulu.
That's right. Yeah, Mr. Sulu.
Love John.
I tell you, being on Star Trek, well, this is about you, but I mean, being on the set of a show and seeing the set, and, you know, if it's a show you watch all the time, like I imagine some of these TV shows were, it's kind of a freaky experience, isn't it?
It is.
Seeing the stars and all of that, and just doing your part.
Yeah.
It was wild, yeah. It was a promotion, of course.
Oh, it was?
I have no credentials.
Oh.
No, I haven't, like, acted in community theater.
Show him your back. You'll see the scene he was in. Show him your back. Turn around.
Show my back.
Play with the dials over there. That's what he was doing. Oh, it was awesome.
Oh.
And by the way, when I was on, just a little trivia, they hated the fact that I have white hair, because I don't know if you've ever noticed in Star Trek, that the people are all mostly beautiful and have, you know, they never show anyone old, except for Captain Pike in that wheelchair.
Mm.
Mostly, you know, where are we going to put the old guy? As soon as I got on the set, so it's one of the first times I realized I was old, actually.
Really? You look pretty young. He's good.
I have a young face. Yeah, thank you. That's very nice of you. You're very kind. You have gorgeous hair, by the way, and I don't say that to any guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You do.
Thank you.
And obviously, you're an actor, and you have good teeth and everything. And you have a nice smile, by the way, which was nice to see.
Thanks,
but you have great hair.
Oh, thanks,
do you spend any time on it, or is it just you just wake up and that happens?
I just wash it.
The safe word is porpoise. If you get uncomfortable, just say porpoise. Right. We'll stop it. It's going to be great.
Now, on gang-related.
Yes.
Which sounds like a very contemporary, very interesting show that Fox is putting together. And I haven't seen the screener, but the basic premise is that the detective, Ryan Lopez, Ramon Rodriguez, is a former gang member. And this is not an unheard of thing, where the police will have a former gang member help them to bust gangs, because this way they understand the culture of gangs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you work for him?
Well, we are actually the gang member. When Ryan Lopez was a gang member,
right.
He was adopted by this Mexican cartel, and he was
adopted. Was he like left in the forest, like Bambi?
Well, he was.
Something happened to his parents.
His parents in East LA, you know, they passed away, so he was adopted.
Okay, so it is Bambi.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gang Bambi.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. It's a terrible day. Yeah. Well, I'm glad they didn't go with that. Okay.
So he was sent into the police force to help the cartel. So it's actually the reverse. And then Terry O'Quinn, who plays our captain, Captain Chapel.
Okay.
He has organized this gang task force called the GTF. It's assembled with CIA, FBI, which take him, my character, is part of. And all of us come from a questionable past as police officers.
And so that provides you with your moral dilemma, because you feel for the gang members, but you also have to do your job to make life safer for the public.
Actually, we don't feel for the gangers.
You don't.
The people in the GTF,
What does GTF stand for?
Gang Task Force.
Oh, okay.
Gang Task Force.
Maybe it's something we can't say on
the
radio. Get those blankers. Yeah.
So the bad guys have done something traumatic to all of us.
Oh.
So we'll never take the bribe. But we will take that in the bad guys in a non-practical, non-ethical way.
So this is more like older cop shows that where Sipowicz was like, took matters into
kind of an Untouchables for a modern.
Oh, that makes
it
more fun, actually.
It's a lot more
I don't like marrying gang shows with Touched by an Angel. So you guys are bad cops.
We're dirty,
Touched by a gangbanger. That'd be great.
We're edgy,
And now, to make this really popular, and it's on Fox, so I'm sure it's going to be edgy.
Oh, yeah.
You are, how much research into gangs? I'm sure that's a question you get asked a lot. But how did they decide to research gangs for this?
Well, we have a lot of writers. There's 9 writers on staff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them come from law enforcement background. So, you know, their experience with, you know, dealing with gangs and, you know, and
so you don't have a gang that comes into the writing session every week and goes, no, we would never do it that way.
But
no.
One of our actors, you know, Emilio, he's one of the regulars, and he plays one of the Mexican cartel. Mm. And, you know, he has experience.
He's had street experience. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when they make shows like The Sopranos or some of the movies of that genre, they bring in former wise guys as creative consultants. I imagine there'll come a time when the local affiliations may come to you guys and say, hey, we want to help you get this right.
Absolutely. And when we go to neighborhoods, we shoot in L.A., which is very unusual these days to actually shoot a show in L.A. that takes place in L.A.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How come?
Because it's
expensive.
The rebates.
California taxes. Yeah. You can find plenty of rundown-looking places in Vancouver, British Columbia, if you pick a sunny day.
To pass for L.A.
That's the problem.
San Francisco and New York.
That's funny. Yeah. And so it's actually shot in L.A.
L.A. So we get to go into these neighborhoods where they're actually, you know, existing gang members. So, you know, we have consultants that come in that represent both sides. And it's been pretty cool to be able to
see that. Ripped from the headlines, actual dramatizations of things that actually really happened with gangs in L.A.?
No, it's just all fictionalized.
It's all fiction.
Yeah.
That's good. Good writing, though. You said you stressed the writers, 9 great writers. Yes, yeah. Joe.
I saw in your Twitter feed you were asking people in Seattle, where's a great place to eat? You're looking for dinner tonight. Did you find a restaurant?
Dick's Burgers, I hear, is the place to go.
Oh, yeah. Dick's,
I'm a burger guy.
Are a Dick's Burger guy?
Well, I'm going to be today.
That's the ultimate Seattle. I mean, what's wrong with Dick's Burgers?
It's not the best burger in Seattle. The best burger in Seattle is in White Center, Washington, and it's Zippy's Burger.
You'll start it.
But what represents Seattle cuisine then? What is it besides the coffee, right?
Well, coffee here, of course, you know it's grown in Costa Rica. I mean, we don't grow it here. But there are so many great coffee places. I see. You want to experience Seattle.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be. You owned a restaurant, didn't you?
I did.
What kind of restaurant did you own?
It was like an Asian fusion restaurant.
Yeah. So you don't want to go to Asian fusion.
No.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, we got a piece of salmon.
No.
Yeah, buddy. He wants a burger.
Greasy, man food. Come on.
Go to Red Mill.
Salmon on top of bacon, then.
You're thinking pub and fast food. You're not thinking real dining experience.
No, nothing sheeshy. You know,
Look at you. With
Red Mill.
Fancy car, driving up to a burger joint. I like
telling
it.
Telling you, man.
Okay, well, you can text us 52309, and Sung will look at all of your suggestions. You did own a restaurant. Was that something like a dream you pursued that was a bad idea? Or?
It was a dream.
Yeah.
It looked great on paper. Mm. And then when I started and then the employees don't show up to work, I am now the self-claimed best dishwasher in Los Angeles.
It's a rough business, man.
Yeah. In other words, you have to really put your own blood, sweat, and tears
into
it. You can't have this acting career and say, I'll just hire people to do my vision, then I'll come and visit it.
No, because everything in the refrigerator disappears.
They steal.
Damn, you hired some really sweet people.
It's just the way it is. Hey, it's the restaurant business, man.
It is, dude. I'll tell you.
It's the nature of the game.
Was this also in a gang neighborhood?
No, this was in Brentwood.
Burgers and bangers. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool. All right. You are, it was pointed out to me, huge Twitter guy. You mentioned that you were coming on our show, and people started tweeting from all over the world asking how to listen to it on the internet, which you can do on iHeartRadio.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about social media, its role in your career, and how much work, like a restaurant, how much work you have to put into your social media cuisine?
Well, I don't consider the social media actually as work. You know, best way to put it is that, you know, it's a great way to connect with fans all over the world. You know, instead of waiting for fan mail, they can just tweet and they can be part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually have to give the morning tweet, you know, the credit to a fan. A local fan was, you know, he wrote a tweet to me and said, hey, I heard you're going to be on the Bob Rivers show. And I was like, great, I should tweet about this.
Your fans end up being collaborators with you on getting your message back and forth to the fans.
Yeah, and they give you information, like, you know, the whole Star Trek information. You know,
So your tweeters told you that?
Yeah, they go, check it out. You know, I'm a fan of Bob. And you're like, okay, well, if you vouch for him, then he must be good. good fella.
I feel that like it's a little bed and breakfast here on the Airbnb.
Yeah.
It's very nice. The internet, I think this internet thing may last.
Yeah.
I think it has legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sung, where do you go from Seattle? You're on a tour now, right?
Yeah, I go to Dallas today, and then from there we go to Atlanta.
You're a whirlwind tour. You're in and out of the city like Obama. You're in for 3 hours to, you know, show victims here, then go to another tragedy in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stop by Dick's, pick up a burger.
Okay. We will hand you a list of restaurants. Dick's is actually, I mean, if you want to have the Five Guys Burger and Fry, kind of is the L.A. thing, right? Is that what that place is called?
In-N-Out is L.A.
In-N-Out is L.A.
Do you like In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out.
Now take In-N-Out Burger and step on it while it's in the wrapper, and you've got a Dick's burger.
It's the same thing.
No, that's a Dick's burger.
If you
right
like In-N-Out,
so
Dick's
obviously Dick's Burger does not have any sponsorship deals with your
No,
show.
They don't.
When they're a place, an institution.
When a place is big, they don't have to buy advertising.
Right. Yeah.
So you could step on it. It's right, very good.
They are a local treasure. But if you're a burger guy, there are better burgers in town.
Sung Kang, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Bob.
Fun to talk to. Great actor. And this could be a monstrous hit. Gang-related on Fox. And I like the aspect of the show you told us about. It's going to be edgy. It's going to be about maybe cutting a few corners, breaking a few rules. It's Thursday, May 22nd, folks. Put it in your phone as a reminder to watch that show, 9 p.m. on Q13 Fox. All the best.
Thank you, Bob.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Thursday will be the warmest day of the week, followed by cooling on Friday through the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Make more happen. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business. And right now, get 50% off marketing materials in store or online Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 5/3. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See staples.com/copy and print for details.
There's big money to be had in May at Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn with the return of Turn Event of Champions Slot Tournament. On Friday, May 2nd and Friday, May 9th at 5 p.m., register for the free $1,000 preliminary tournament for your chance to win your way to a four-night trip to Las Vegas to compete for your share of $500,000 cash. All Preferred Players Club members can participate, and membership is free. On Saturday mornings, it's the $2,500 machine tournament. Registration is free and begins at 8 a.m. on Saturday, May 3rd, 17th, and 31st. And don't forget to try the great food at Muckleshoot Casino's many restaurants, including the Island Deli, where you can get a tasty beef soft taco for just $1, Monday through Thursday in May from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com, only at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter. That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal auto loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Clipper Vacations, your affordable getaway starts as soon as you step on board. Leave your car behind, sit back, and relax as the Clipper whisks you to amazing Northwest adventures. Experience Victoria, BC now, where spring is in bloom with billions of beautiful flowers.
There are so many things to do. Bouchard Gardens is beautiful. High tea. Gosh, just walking around the waterfront is so much fun.
Enjoy a Clipper getaway to Victoria with transportation and overnight hotel stay from just $145. That's right, 8 million Clipper Travelers creates buying power that gets you the best rates on top hotels. Or take a Clipper day trip to see the visiting gray whales with a stop in charming Coopville, now from just $55.
The perfect combination of fun and relaxation.
Get special kid discounts and details on your next getaway and book everything, hotel, transportation, and adventures at clippervacations.com or call 206-448-5000.
We had the time of our life.
A favorable retirement plan. It's just one of the many advantages of working for the government. Another advantage is that you may be eligible for GEICO's special federal employee discount on your car insurance. Or if you belong to an association like BIG, FEW, Young Government Leaders, and others, you may also qualify. Contact GEICO today to get a free rate quote. And when retirement time does roll around, who knows? You may be able to afford a few more rounds of golf with all the money you could save.
If you've served in the military, you know AOR means Area of Responsibility. At GEICO, serving the military is our primary AOR. We offer great discounts and a military payment plan that makes paying bills easier. Please tell us if you're active duty, veteran, guard, reserve, or retired, and we'll make sure you get the discounts you deserve. Because taking care of you is our AOR.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Got a problem? Call Bob. Got a problem? Call Bob.
Wow, nice digs, Bob.
Glad you could join us here on the show, Bob. So tell me, what's been happening over there at Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning?
We just kicked off our preseason AC sale. Everyone is preparing for a hot summer like last year by having their air conditioner installed this spring.
Smart. I read that temperatures hit the mid-90s in June and in September last summer. It's going to be even hotter this year. I might have to join the party and buy an AC too, my friend. Tell me more.
Well, right now, take 15% off all York ACs and heat pumps. Save up to $1,200. Plus, buy now and pay later with no interest, no payments until 2015. But hurry, the 15% discount in April reduces to 10% in May. The sooner you buy, the more you save.
That's a heck of a deal. Hey, everyone, follow my lead and give Bob a call for some air conditioning. Thanks for being on the show, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me. Stay cool, Bob.
Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Bob.
Spotting a great value can be tricky. At Trader Joe's, though, values are as easy to spot as pins at a bowling alley, Hawaiian shirts at a luau, or Mandarin orange chicken in our freezers. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. We think finding new and exciting foods in our stores is a little like a treasure hunt. But what you'll never have to hunt for is a great deal. That's because we won't sell something unless we think it represents a terrific value. For us, value is more than just a great price. It's where great price meets superior quality. It's a challenge. One that makes our work so much fun. Clearly, you can get something cheap anywhere. At Trader Joe's, you get excellent prices on great-tasting foods made with the best ingredients and the chance to see the latest Hawaiian shirt fashions without the cost of a luau. Now that's value. Whether you're shopping for eggs and milk or organic quinoa and Greek yogurt, you'll spot great values at your neighborhood Trader Joe's everywhere you look. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Have you experienced the X1 platform from Xfinity? Interactive television that's easy to use and gives you instant access to your entertainment. With X1, you get integrated search results across live TV, Xfinity On Demand, and your DVR, as well as personalized recommendations and apps like Facebook, Pandora, and more right on your TV. The X1 Entertainment Operating System. Lisa and I are enjoying this. It's easy for both of us to use, and I keep finding new features that they've added that I don't even really have to learn. They're just self-evident. Xfinity TV on the X1 platform offers more ways to get more entertainment. You can enjoy shows and movies instantly on any screen, by the way. Catch up on the latest episodes of your favorite shows with Xfinity On Demand. Watch live TV anytime, anywhere. For information and to get hooked up, call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Comcast.com/Xfinity.
If you are a Washington homeowner worried about losing your home to foreclosure, don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-894-HOME for free foreclosure counseling. Go online to homeownership.wa.gov.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So, let's roll with the paint and primer in one that's been top-rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this with Glidden Premium Paint starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Staples. Make more happen.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curve, still slow. The Valley Freeway northbound approaching 405, crowded as well. I-5 southbound at Union, accident there on the shoulder. Backup goes all the way out to Northgate. And in general, your effort to Seattle drive time right now, taking you about 50 minutes.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business. And right now, get 50% off marketing materials in store or online Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 5-3, minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See staples.com/copy and print for details.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
So Robinson Cano was on the Mariners was on with Jimmy Fallon last night.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
Very funny bit. The Mariners are in New York for the first time since Robinson Cano became a Mariner. You know, he was a Yankee. And Jimmy Fallon went out to New York City somewhere. I don't know. It's a Central Park or somewhere. And asked people, you know, when Robinson Cano comes back, how are you going to treat him? Are you going to boo him? And he had a big picture of Robinson Cano.
Big cardboard cutout.
Yeah, up there. And a guy go, oh, yeah, I'm going to boo him. And he'd say, okay, well, show me what you're going to do. And he'd have him, you know, do the cutout. And then, you know, he would distract the guy while the real Robinson Cano would come out. He'd turn around. He'd be looking at him face to face.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it's really funny. We've got the tape from it.
Hi, I'm Robinson Cano, and I'm about to get booed by some Yankees fan.
Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes.
Now, Robinson Cano is coming back to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night for the first time since becoming a Seattle Mariner. Are you going to boo him?
Of course.
All right, well, we have this picture of him right behind you, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and boo it as much as you want.
Boo! You know what? You're no longer welcome here. Bye.
Try again.
You're no longer...
Robinson Cano standing there.
Now, Robinson Cano is coming back to Yankee Stadium tomorrow night for the first time since becoming a Seattle Mariner. Are you going to boo him?
I am going to boo the out of him. All right.
Well, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
All right.
Give him your best boo.
Boo! You suck!
That was awesome. Maybe try it again.
Should I try it again?
Yeah.
How you doing, Robbie? Welcome back to New York.
Are you going to boo him?
Absolutely.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, go ahead and boo him for as long as you want.
Boo! Come on, everybody. Boo!
Actually, try one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what's funny? That bit only works in New York. That bit would not work in Seattle because people would go, oh, Alex Rodriguez is coming back for the first time. Are you going to boo him? No, I think it's nice that he got a good contract.
I don't know.
We did throw, what do we throw
paper
at him?
Money. Paper rained. Money. We invented right, making it rain with money in this town.
But I don't think we booed badly, did we?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
We booed.
But not like New York.
But you look at him in his face, and I was in an elevator, just me and A-Rod at the Westin, and I got to admit.
It's funny, I was in an elevator with A-Rod, too.
Really?
Yeah.
And you probably did what I did.
No, I
said, welcome back to town, A-Rod.
I said something nice, too.
Yeah.
Did we both go to the same hotel the same night?
Yankees always stay at the Westin, so I don't know when that would have been.
Well, that's I remember running into Alex Rodriguez.
That's how he meets women. He just gets in hotels, elevators, and rides up and down and up and
until
down.
Until the women come in.
Until a prospect shows up.
Yeah. It's really funny, though, if you watch the video. We should post it at bobrivers.com. Can we do that? Because it's so classic to see people's faces because they're so excited when they see him standing in front of them, you know?
It's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports figures, we have our $40 million man. Wow. Richard Sherman.
No.
Not yet. I thought it was Richard
Sherman.
I
know. Last week they were saying it was a done deal for Sherman. Earl Thomas signed an extension yesterday.
What, how come Richard Sherman isn't?
Because Earl Thomas is the best football player on our team.
Yeah, don't sound so surprised.
On either side of the ball, really.
All right. The contract's going to be announced at a news conference Tuesday morning. $10 million average of Thomas's extension tops the six-year $54 million contract recently signed by this New Orleans guy. How do you say his name?
Who cares?
Right.
No. I don't really know.
Keeping Thomas was our most urgent priority. The few say so. We're trying to take care of our own people and keep our core of young players together, said John Schneider yesterday, by re-signing Thomas, who made the Pro Bowl each of the past 3 years. Seattle has kept half of the famed Legion of Boom. Well, I don't know. So is it the Legion of Bo?
Legion of Boo.
Is half good? What do you guys say?
Well, you had to get this done. And they'll get Sherman done. They'll get Sherman done. Sherman did an interview, I think it was late last week, where he said, look, you know, how you show respect in this NFL climate is with money.
All right. And by the way, if I'm reading right, Sherman is expected to maybe top that $40 million, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Thomas just
signed
a deal.
Depends on how many years they give him.
Well, it's an annual salary number because Thomas just became the highest paid safety in the NFL.
But he's getting $40 million over four seasons, $10 million a year, and they say Sherman could get $12
million. He probably will. Right. Yeah,
quarterbacks make more than safeties do.
But Thomas is the highest paid safety, highest paid player in the game at his position. Mm. Sherman will probably be the same thing.
Highest paid in the cornerback position. Yeah.
This brought to you by Clipper Vacations.
Seattle, as of Monday, is listed as having $14.7 million in cap space. Well, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
How can they maintain that cap and also do Sherman?
Earl Thomas is going to play for the same amount he was already scheduled to make next year. His raise will kick in the following year.
Right, 4.5.
So they're basically kicking the can down the road, just like government does.
No,
they're kicking the difficult, you know what I mean? The difficult choices, some of them they postpone for a year or two.
They're actually locking this in. I mean, they've got the money now. They're locking this in.
Right, but when he makes more next year, it means they get to spend less on other things next year.
Right, and they'll just, that's why guys like Red Bryant got cut, Chris Clemens got cut. I mean, they you know, the NFL salary cap is the most interesting money puzzle of all time.
But it's a puzzle.
Yeah, it is. And John Schneider moves that money around better than anybody in the game.
Right. And you got to play to win it all again this year. You have this great of a team. You're not building. You have to leave something for the future.
You do.
But you got to play to win this year.
It's a win now league. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, before we get off sports, I have to add something that just came in about the Clippers ticket sales. Clippers ticket sales for tonight's game. Twice as many tickets available on the secondary market than there were before Sunday's game. The average ticket price has fallen from $680 to $250. Cheap seats are going for $30.
And then again, positive spin. Don Schneider doing it, making it more affordable for an average family to see.
Don Sterling.
Sterling making it more affordable for an average family to see a Clippers game.
A white family.
Helping out the little man.
Black family.
They don't mind.
No, he doesn't mind.
It's not quite at black family. If he keeps going, the average LA black family will be able to go.
You saw the picture.
I know you don't want to agree with that. But,
you saw the picture. You see the picture of the two guys. Hey, look, I brought a black guy to your game. The black guy and white guy together.
It's very funny.
Fantastic.
Sterling got his money. He sold the tickets once, right? This is the secondary market.
Yeah. So who cares about the secondary market?
These are people that are bailing that don't want to go or in trying to get rid of their tickets because it's a playoff game. Most of the tickets were most likely already sold.
Got it. Okay. Back to $40 million. That's $10 million a year. Can you live on that?
Not even close.
I mean, how do you live? If you're making $10 million a year, just all fantasize for a second. How would you enjoy that? I believe that you should enjoy it and also plan for the future.
I'd push old people over, and I would turn up my heat and throw open my windows every day.
I love
that. In other words, you'd, all decorum would go.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be so wasted most of the time.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. How would you really enjoy it?
Family. I'd spend time, as much time as I could, with family somewhere wonderful. I'd buy a place that was...
You'd get a second home.
I'd get a second home, a vacation spot somewhere that all my family could come in.
Would you first pay off everything you owe?
Yeah, probably so.
You say that like no.
Well,
when someone waits that long and goes, yeah, they mean no.
Yeah.
No, you just procrastinate that to the day you'd be broke.
It wouldn't be the first thing I do.
It wouldn't
be the first thing I do. The first thing I do would be, like you said, enjoy it right now. I'd find a spot somewhere near a coast by a sand dune. Well, where the waves are
crashing.
You've got
$10 million coming
right,
in.
Right,
so you've got approximately $900,000 a month. After taxes, let's just say you've got four or something or five
a month.
So you could buy the home, it depends what kind of home you want to get, but you could buy the home in 2 months. But wouldn't you want to pay off your first home first?
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, probably so.
Wouldn't you get a financial planner and say, all right, hold on, I want to make sure at the end of this 4 years that I'm set up. I don't want to just blow it, have a good time, and then be one of those people in a news article about, you know, how he's living in a, like he won't leave his home and they're going to have to.
Yeah. I'd have the problem solvers banging on my door.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you didn't pay your rent. Sure.
How about you, Joe?
You take care of the big stuff.
Joe, you're more financially astute.
I do exactly what I'm doing now.
What you're doing now.
With more money in the bank. Yes, I might buy the vacation home I've always wanted. I would still look for a deal.
You'd still look at Moses Lake.
Yeah, and I would still.
Even though you could afford Orcas Island, you'd look at Moses Lake.
Yeah, I would be looking at, you know, $300,000 properties instead of $150,000.
And probably not right on top of Hanford anymore.
No, and probably
a little further from downwind.
A little distance from the nuclear reactor.
But then you're a saver, you'd save.
Yeah.
Jody, what would you do?
Same as Joe.
Yeah.
Although I probably would do the dream, which would be to get a small piece of property where I could have my own dog restaurant.
Right. And by the way, even though it's 4 year contract, $10 million a year, none of it's guaranteed, right?
Well,
how much of it is guaranteed?
I'm not sure yet. They haven't said yet. That's the thing about
over 20.
That's the thing about these NFL deals is that some guys take less money because more of it is guaranteed.
Ah.
Because in the NFL, you can blow up an ankle during camp,
right.
And if you're done, you're done.
And part of how they guarantee it is sometimes insurance policies with, like, Lloyd's of London, so the team doesn't have to pay it, right, if you blow out your ankle.
And a lot of times they guarantee it by just giving you a huge fat chunk of money for signing your name.
But they could still get rid of you anytime they want.
Oh, yeah.
You have to make the team every year in the NFL.
All right. Yesterday we mentioned that George Clooney is now basically out. That he was engaged, and his parents confirmed it. George Clooney, and I think this is a troubling sign, is going to be the last person to admit that he's engaged. Ladies, is this a good sign or a bad sign?
It's a good sign.
Why do you say just because it's George Clooney? Because
he's not the kind of guy who's like, jump on Oprah's couch. You know, the next time he does interviews for a movie coming up, if somebody asks him, he will say that she's the most wonderful, sophisticated, perfect woman he's ever met, and that'll be his comment.
Nick Clooney talked to Entertainment. Did Nick Clooney, George's dad, get paid to spill the beans? He said, we're very happy for them. She's a lovely girl. His mother, Nina, said, you can say, I'm extremely happy. Amal's a lovely girl. Did they have a family meeting? We're going to go with lovely girl.
She is a lovely girl.
It doesn't,
They probably just got him in a grocery store parking lot or something and said, hey, what do you think about your son getting engaged?
They know that every Tuesday he buys
they put
some bologna in a particular market.
Those shows and those paparazzi guys, they got it figured out down there in L.A. They know where people are.
All right. We mentioned earlier that Craig Ferguson is leaving CBS. He was very funny about it. Play that one clip again, Pedro.
Hold on, give me a second.
And Craig basically, you know, everyone says that he's upset that he didn't get Letterman's job. I still think he is. But the way he handled it was pretty funny anyway, and pretty classic. Yeah, here's Craig.
At the end of this year, I will be stepping down as the host of this show. Thanks, everybody. That was quite convincing. I'll be stepping down at the end of this year in December, and I'll go and do something else. Probably I'm thinking carpentry. But I haven't made my mind up yet. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I feel like doing this show for 10 years, that's enough.
I love him. He's his comedic timing's wonderful. He's really uplifting, and I've never watched him.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of his.
And do you ever watch?
Yeah.
At 12:30 in the morning?
I tape it.
You do tape and actually make time to watch your line, or you just...
No, I love this show, man. I love...
How do you find the time for all of your watchings?
I do it during the day when Darby's at school. Huh? I do it when I get home. You know, I get home noonish. I get home pretty early.
Is your hair in curlers? No, it's spiked hair.
Yeah,
so that's
spiked hair. Yeah,
you do like it. You watch a lot of TV then. If you could fit Craig Ferguson in, I just can't fit him into a balanced meal.
I like his monologues. You know, I like watching Fallon's monologues. I like watching, but Fallon's they do a lot more bits. You know, I like that.
Want to hear something interesting about Craig Ferguson? He actually is going to do pretty well for not making out in the David Letterman spot. CBS is obligated to pay him $10 million since he wasn't tapped for the slot.
Oh, he had a cut clause.
Cut clause.
If he didn't get the gig when Letterman moved on.
Joe, would you recommend a place for him in Moses Lake?
I think he could boost up to $500,000. He could find a nice place.
All right. Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to come to Seattle, folks. Beyonce and husband Jay-Z co-headlining a Summer on the Run tour, which kicks off June 25th in Miami and is at Safeco Field July 30th.
Cool.
How many concerts have been at Safeco? Not very many, right? Just select notable concerts. Paul McCartney.
I'm thinking Paul McCartney may be it.
Paul's it.
As far as major concerts
well,
go.
Well, there were concerts at Safeco Field for the Microsoft meeting or whatever, but not just public concerts that you can buy tickets to.
So this is this summer's big deal. Is Paul McCartney just doing San Francisco?
You know where he's doing closer than San Francisco? I just saw announced this morning.
Vancouver?
Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, Montana?
Yeah, Grizzly Stadium or something like that in August. It's on a Tuesday,
unfortunately. That's the closest to back in the USSR you could play and be in the United States.
I know. I was thinking road trip to Montana to see Sir Paul. Now, that would be fun. It's like... I want to say August 4th. I believe it's on a Tuesday.
God, I hope I don't have a gig.
While you're looking in your calendar, I'm going to read a really cool Paul McCartney quote from Feed this morning. Paul said, "My grandkids always beat me at Rock Band." And then I say, "You may beat me at Rock Band, but I made the original record, so shut up." That's what Paul McCartney said.
The 4th would be a Monday. He can't be playing on a Monday.
Maybe it's the 5th.
The 5th would be a Tuesday.
Let me,
if you follow the logic of the 4th being
on a Monday. Tuesday, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Let me get the dates for you. It's I have to check my email. It might be a second here, but it's
August 5th.
Yeah, August 5th. There you go.
Got to go. August 5th. What's in Missoula? What's there?
It's funny because I have not driven through Montana since I was a wee one, before I was old enough to drive. And I've always wanted to drive to Montana. It's our next door state. I don't know how I've avoided it this long.
In a college town, right? The university's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Well, if you're looking at a map, it's a chunk that he has not hit. Certainly.
So is the Grand Canyon.
Well, he already played here,
Desert.
Bob.
Yeah.
He already played here. He played a huge show here. Why would he come back?
I guess.
You get your people from Spokane, all the Montana, the people from Canada can come down. I mean, there's a lot of people out in the woods that
he
would like to
set up in Death Valley, and he'd draw 50,000 people.
By the way, Missoula has some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Like Joe said, it's a college town, so you've got your,
how are you?
Cool
are you learning this
shops.
From texters?
You have cool head shops and breweries and whatever, but there's also kind of an active culture community in the middle of that state.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, the college town aspect I get, but Paul McCartney is 72 now. Mm-hmm. Not big with the college kids, even though I'm sure they'll go with their parents.
I'm sure there's some retirees out there that got their vacation place out in Montana. I mean, there's nothing else for 500 miles in any direction, so they're all going to come see Paul.
Texter says he's also playing in Fargo, don't you know?
Fargo. Sure.
Somebody else says, "I'm from Montana. Missoula is a great and funky college town. It's like Olympia."
Yeah.
Somebody else says, "Montana's not right next door. There's a state between us and Montana."
There's a little sliver of Idaho there, but you can jump across that.
You can jump across Idaho. You can just hit the pedal to the metal.
Yeah.
Be across Idaho before the troopers could catch you.
Yeah,
right, Joe?
A half hour that separates us from Montana, pretty much.
Missoula's a fun town, like Portland. Joe's a cartographer. We're not next to Montana.
We're close, though.
Joe needs his facial hair back. He doesn't look right. Oh, come on.
Joe, you do need your facial hair back. Are you going to grow it back?
Kelly says I look like a thumb. You know, I don't know, understand that, but she...
She doesn't like it either.
No.
Does anybody say you look better without facial hair?
I haven't heard anybody say that yet. No. She says, yeah. She says, you look like a thumb.
I shaved for a thumb.
Why did you shave it?
Because I was going to California. It was 90 degrees, and I felt like a little sun on my face. I just hadn't had that in a few years.
That's for yourself. Don't you know you're not supposed to take care of your body for yourself? It's for the other people that tell you how you should look.
Well, I may grow it back, but we're heading into, 80-degree weather this week. Why would I want to start growing whiskers now?
Because you're freaking out and scaring people and small children.
Plus, the smaller I get, the better I'm going to look as far as being clean-shaven. Once this extra chin goes away, I'm not going to look like a thumb
anymore.
You'll
be a little thumb.
I
feel like a pinky finger.
I do have a fundamental anatomy question. I don't know if
you have a fundamental anatomy question. Is it below or above the belt?
It is a little bit above the belt.
The belly button?
No, it's a little higher than that.
Man boobs?
No, it's below the man boobs.
All right, below the man boobs, above the belly button. We'll be right back.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, a few things happening downtown right now. I-5 northbound near the West Seattle Bridge, accident there cleared out of the way. A little ways up the road near Denny, accident in the right lane. And I-5 northbound, the ramp to Mercer, partially blocked by a collision there as well. So a little busy downtown right now.
Bringing you the best in live music, entertainment, gaming, and comedy. Whether it's your favorite games, great food, concerts, MMA, or live professional boxing, the Emerald Queen Casino is the entertainment capital of the Northwest. For more information, visit emeraldqueen.com.
We've all been there. You're on a road trip, and about an hour or so in, here comes the static. Your favorite radio station is slowly fading away. Total mood killer. But with the iHeartRadio app, that station never goes away. We've made it so no matter where you go or what you're in the mood for, you're always within range of your favorite station. No more scanning through every frequency in a new city trying to find something that fits you. Download our free app now or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Rabel with Cairo 7 Eyewitness News. Right now, our team of reporters is hard at work gathering live, local, late-breaking news from around Seattle. Today at 6, oil trains carrying hundreds of millions of gallons of crude oil through Washington. So what happens if one derails?
The damage would be almost unimaginable.
Cairo 7 talks to experts about the threat and investigates why there's no plan in place for an oil train disaster. That's today at 6 on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
CBS Tonight is all new. First on TV's number one drama. A Marine goes from missing to murdered.
How do you end up like that?
New NCIS, followed by a new NCIS LA. Then, of all the lives Mr. Reese and Mr. Finch have saved, none has meant more than the next person of interest.
If they harm Grace in any way, kill them all.
All new CBS Tonight.
Then, watch 11 at 11 tonight on Cairo 7 Eyewitness News.
Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Thursday will be the warmest day of the week, followed by cooling on Friday through the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Tree. Catch the wave to summer fun at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Make your next summer party sizzle with party supplies and fun new designs. Stock up for summer vacation with beach and pool toys, sunglasses, flip-flops, water bottles, snacks, and more. Summer fun starts at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and Fred Meyer has everything you need to celebrate mom on her special day. From sweet treats from the bakery to thoughtful gifts, discover beautiful hanging baskets, a gift card to her favorite restaurant, a bottle of her favorite fragrance, and so much more. So what will you find? Right now you can save $40 on the Kindle Fire HD 7-inch 16 gig. It's just $129. That's a great way to say Happy Mother's Day. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
It's Mike Gastineau with Tim Furman, Anthony's Restaurants, head seafood buyer. And Tim, I was at an Anthony's Homeport restaurant the other night, and I saw on the cover of the menu a logo with a salmon and the words Only Wild. I'd never noticed that before. I think I know what it means, but what is that Only Wild? What does that indicate?
That means these are wild, sustainable Pacific salmon. That's all we buy. Caught by fishermen, delivered to Anthony's Restaurants, no farm-raised salmon, wild. Silver salmon, sockeye salmon, king salmon, totally sustainable, beautiful wild salmon.
One of the few guarantees in life. All salmon at Anthony's is wild.
Wild caught by real fishermen.
And Tim, I know it's also the time of year for fresh shrimp from Oregon.
Fresh Oregon shrimp meat 7 days a week. There's so many great ways to eat shrimp meat. Of course, you see it on salads, cocktails. It's also another wild, sustainable, under the best choice listing on the seafood guide. Great item, local, eat shrimp meat.
Fresh Oregon shrimp is calling your name at Anthony's. Start your evening with a shrimp cocktail, followed by a fresh wild salmon entree. The perfect combination for dinner at your local Anthony's restaurant.
Columbia Generating Station produces a lot of clean, nuclear energy. But that's not all. Columbia employs more than 1,000 highly skilled, highly educated professionals and creates $440 million in economic activity each year. Our electricity also means millions of extra dollars distributed across the state to schools, libraries, and other vital services. We invite you to find out more about the benefits of nuclear energy at ColumbiaValue.com.
Summertime is easy time, especially if you're cruising with Holland America Line through Alaska, Europe, or Eastern Canada and New England, some of the best summer playgrounds. Holland America Line's elegant mid-sized ships are large enough to offer diverse amenities, yet small enough to feel stylish and sophisticated, with gracious service that is second to none. Come follow your appetite to exquisite onboard dining options. Take in the thrill of dancing with the stars at sea. Revel in activities for every age and interest. And on top of it all, take advantage of our Summer on Sale event, featuring free or reduced fares for kids, free upgrades, and a free beverage card valued at up to $100. Convenient 7-day Alaska cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, BC start at just $499. Call your travel advisor or visit hollandamerica.com. Fares cruise only, per person, double occupancy, on select departures. Taxes, fees, and port expenses additional. Restrictions apply. Ships registry, the Netherlands.
Attention slot machine enthusiasts. If you or a loved one have experienced any of the following symptoms, you may be entitled to a chance at $50,000. Do you feel the need to push buttons repeatedly? Do you have an uncontrollable craving for cherries? When you see a lever, are you unable to resist the urge to pull it? Do you often dream of winning money? When hearing this song, does your heart race uncontrollably? If you answered yes or even no to any of the preceding questions, you may be experiencing slots fever, and you could be entitled to a substantial cash prize. Visit your local Washington's Lottery retailer today to play the Washington's Lottery $5 tournament slot scratch game for a chance at $50,000. Or mail in your non-winning ticket to be entered in one of three second chance drawings for a seat and a shot at $50,000 in the Northern Quest Resort and Casino slot tournament on September 27th. Seats are limited, so play today.
Overall odds of winning tournament slots are 1 in 3.79. Overall odds of winning second chance prizes are based on number of entries received. Visit wildlottery.com for details. The Northern Quest name is a registered trademark of the Kalispell Tribe of Indians and may not be used without the written consent of Northern Quest Resort and Casino.
This is the story of things that go together well. Goose liver pate and a Columbia Valley Gewürztraminer. Copper River alder smoked salmon and a grassy fumé blanc. Walla with walla. Yes, it's all about pairings.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 96. Walla Walla, wine wine, woman woman.
You'll find her in tasting rooms and shishi wineries all over the Columbia Valley. If there's a new vintage to be sampled, you don't have to tell Walla Walla Wine Wine Woman Woman twice. Walla Walla Wine Wine Woman Woman, you're one of us, and one of a kind. That's why we offer Pemco ID Smart as a value-added service to all our policyholders. If you suspect someone is duplicating your identity, you'll have full access to a fraud specialist who can help put things right. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Save on your next oil change. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is full of firsts. Join thousands of other families and make your first step towards saving for college with Washington's GET program, the guaranteed college savings plan you can use anywhere in the country. Enroll today at get.wa.gov.
Snapdragons fill your yard with color and charm. Right now, Fred Meyer has them at Price Blaster Savings. Four packs of Snapdragons are just 79 cents while supplies last. Experience the joy of gardening at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Join Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute for their annual African American Film Festival, April 26th through May 4th. Enjoy 59 films and get tickets at langstoninstitute.org.
From Clear Channel Communities and 95.7 KJR. Get info at 95.7KJR.com.
This report is brought to you by Money Tree.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, a few things happening downtown right now. I-5 northbound near the West Seattle Bridge, accident there cleared out of the way. A little ways up the road near Denny, accident in the right lane. And I-5 northbound, the ramp to Mercer, partially blocked by a collision there as well. So a little busy downtown right now.
Sometimes we need money and we need it fast. And timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money in time.
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1, Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
All right, you have an anatomy question?
I do.
Mr. Thumb?
Something that's concerning me a little. I don't think it's reason for concern, and I assume everybody probably has one of these, although Kelly checked and she does not. I have a protruding, somewhat erect, I would even say, bone. And it's
in your chest.
Yeah. And I'm
right here.
Let's see. Yeah, right there.
It's not protruding.
His is.
But it's a bump. It's a big thing.
It's pretty protruding.
That is protruding.
Yeah.
I believe that's called a vestigial tail.
Well, no, that would be on his behind.
Yeah, then I don't know what it is.
You do have a protruding bone.
Yeah, I've done some research, and I think it's the sternum, but I am not.
It is.
Yeah. And for some reason, and this is coming from me having
yours
lost.
Yours sticks out particularly more.
It never did before.
Can I tell him why?
Well, did you lose your wallet?
No.
I got my wallet.
Why? Tell him why.
This is easy, buddy. This is really easy to figure out. You have forever lived with this huge amount of body fat.
Not true. He weighed much less when he got married. I've known him for 25 years, as have you.
How long have you had that huge amount of body that you're losing now?
20 years, probably.
Right. I mean, and the sternum you're talking about is a cartilage. It's not a hard bone.
Okay.
So it's pliable.
So has it grown over those years?
It's been forced forward by the amount of fat you've been carrying around. Oh. Now that you've lost
Did you read that on the internet?
No, that's easy stuff. This is easy.
Automatically, you don't even need to be a doctor to
advice. I will give you $100 if I'm wrong.
Okay.
The body mass you've carried around has forced that sternum, mm-hmm. that calcium-based appendage, cartilage, basically, to move forward.
Hey, Joe.
To accommodate your fat. Now that your fat's gone, it protrudes more noticeably than usual.
Joe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I appreciate that. That's an honest
Go see
answer.
A doctor.
Well, I'm gonna go in. You know, I'll ask Dr. Rocky, who does the 30-10 weight loss, because he's a guy who was a big guy who lost some weight, and I'll see.
Yeah, you can get a meteorologist to tell you that it's raining today, and he'll be college trained and all that, but doesn't mean I'm wrong when
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Didn't say you were wrong. Said I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm just happy to know, but everybody has one. It's
what
not like...
causes a lump on the sternum?
Yes, Eric.
Well, it's the part that you're talking about is called the xiphoid process. It's the very bottom of the sternum. And it starts off as cartilage, and then as you get older, it turns to bone. And it's a very tender point. I've got it the same sort of thing.
You sure it's pretty pretty pronounced?
His is really pronounced. Look, you can see it from the other room.
Yeah.
Is this a trick to get all of us to pull our shirts up? Because
no.
I'm not biting.
Jody is not going to go along with this.
Let's all check our coccyx bones.
Kelly didn't have one, so I don't know if girls have it or she couldn't find it.
Do you
let's
have
check
one?
And see.
Yeah, let's check.
I'll look away.
I'll just I won't. Check. All right. I'm going to do it over by the window so everyone can see except you.
There's a homeless encampment across the street, by the way.
She's flashing a homeless encampment.
No, yeah. I don't have it.
All right, she doesn't have it.
I'm
so
soft, though, and I
the
smell
the girls
amazing.
Don't have it.
Well, and I like Spike's theory. I think it's right. I mean, I think it's been there all along, but I just never got this thin to find it before. Yeah. Sure.
Well, good for you. Congratulations.
But I wanted to make sure. Because
I like how happy you look. You're very happy with yourself. And
hey,
lots of energy.
Luciana just found this and sent it over. Somebody once posted a question on a weight loss website. Since my weight loss, the bottom of my sternum sticks straight out. I've asked a couple doctors about it, but they dismiss it. One doctor said it looks like it was broken. Another said maybe you've always had it and didn't know because of the weight. I know I didn't have this before. I was thin until I was 32. And then a bunch of people chime in, so I'll just send this over to you.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. What do we have here? We did these, did this. North Korea, we have some news from Jody. Let me do this North Korea thing. I don't know if it's part of your news. Live fire exercises, as opposed to ceasefire exercises. Live fire exercises amid escalating tensions near its disputed western sea border with the South, immediately leading a stern, getting a stern rebuke from South Korea. South Korean Army, Air Force, and Navy fully prepared for possible North Korean provocation. If North Korea launched fire toward our maritime border, we will respond with counterfire. The drill lasted 15 to 20 minutes. No shells landed in South Korea. Is this the sort of stuff they do all the time?
Well, what they've done here is President Obama was in South Korea and everybody thought they might try to stir something up. They didn't. The minute he gets on a plane and heads to the next country, they start firing. It's like, come back, Obama.
Here.
I'll get you.
They like to catch a reaction, like a little kid throwing a tantrum, huh?
Yeah, I am concerned, though. I mean, just the way the geopolitical forces are lining up right now.
They are?
Yeah, it's, you know, it looks like World War III is coming to me.
Does too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be like Pat
Would that
Robertson.
Be bad for your portfolio?
It might be bad for everybody. I mean, for the world. You know, I don't want to be a doomsayer, but I'm saying nuclear
World
annihilation.
World War III's coming.
Yeah,
it's no big deal. Yeah. Everybody living up and smoking while you got
it. Around the corner.
Stick your coccyx
And
out,
I don't mean around the corner in the next couple months, but in the next couple years, it looks to me like we're going to be in serious problems here the way.
Because?
Because we have... you know, the people in charge in Russia now, the people in charge in North Korea, we're starting to pick teams is the way it looks like to me for the next world war. Yesterday, Russia sent an envoy to North Korea. They didn't say what they were going to discuss, but they sent like their third in command down to North Korea. Yeah. The whole wild card will be China. Where do they fall into this? And
it's interesting. Eric, what do you think? Does Joe have any reason for this doomsaying that he's not doing?
I would think that there may have been something there, except that the defense minister of Russia said that he's not going to invade Ukraine. There are no plans anymore. And it looks like that situation is starting to de-escalate, which I think is huge.
Except for the police station they just took over an hour ago. Yeah. I mean, they keep saying that. Hitler kept saying that, too. You know, I'm not going any further.
I don't know. But what I do know is that the world always, goes through these cycles.
Right.
That people, corrupt people, are always trying to get more power. On the one hand, we have more efficiency. Terrorists can do a lot with a little. You have, bad people can grab hold of the media and get a lot of attention, which gives them a kind of leverage that they might not have had in the past. On the other hand, we have more accountability everywhere. Every country, whether we like each other or not, is in business, in bed together in business. And anything that hurts one country hurts, anything that hurts its enemy hurts itself because we're all intertwined. Now, that sounds comforting on one level. On the other level, it reminds you of why they said there would never be a banking crisis, because we have eliminated all risk because everybody's slicing the risk down to a small amount. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Joe, your doomsday theory is right in that this stuff is building and building and building and nobody's letting off any steam and something big and calamitous will happen. I don't know. But you know, we're all in business together. I mean, we got business with China. We got so much China. China, when our economy collapsed, freaked out. They needed to prop up our economy because they were dependent on us.
And Russia, we put economic sanctions on them yesterday, and their stock market is reflecting that this morning. I mean, it's there.
Yeah, we got the world is actually. I sort of think of the world now as one country with lots of states in it that we're all part of a union of Earth, whether we want to be or not, because mm-hmm. it's all about business.
Right.
And, you know, it's got good sides and bad sides to that. You hate when business, which has nothing but a profit motive, makes all of the rules by which you have to live by. But the rules are made more by business. If you watch that movie Network, all of what it had predicted has pretty much come true.
And when I look at predictions, I look at, you know, the Book of Revelation. And I look, I mean, I'm a guy who's kind of been looking, I guess, for Armageddon since I was a little boy.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, it's.
Oh, it says right here in Revelations, and the tail of the beast will protrude from the lower sternum of the mountain. Well, if that happens, just run for the hill.
Like I said, I don't want to break anybody.
Dig a bunker, crack a
I think that your chest is the whole center of the universe.
It's going to be a sunny day today, and it's not going to change here. You know, right. I mean, and
yeah. Well, certainly, let's not let the fact that we're all going to die
in a fiery
ruin this day.
And yeah. I'm not talking. Right. I'm not talking in the next. Like I said, even in the maybe the sure. next couple of years. But when you see, I mean, you see what one crazy guy can do with one.
You're
weapon.
Talking about the owner of the LA Clippers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or any time where you see somebody do something crazy and you go...
They get immediately amplified.
Yes.
That is the... And that bugs me, too.
And there are just a few powers that have the ability to, I mean, seriously blow stuff up. We're one of them. Russia's one of them. North Korea is one of them. And I'm looking at some possibly fairly crazy people right now that are running some of these countries.
Yeah, but you used to be able to get away with tiny little stuff in increments. Now, like Bob said, the whole world's watching every move everybody makes. You know how to eat a cake like 1/4 inch at a time, right? A little piece of cake, a little piece of cake. It's just a little piece of cake. Little piece of cake, tiny slice of cake. Not a whole piece, tiny slice of cake, right? And eventually the whole cake is gone.
Right.
Right. Well, nowadays, imagine you take a tiny little slice of cake, but everybody in the world...
So you take
cake.
In the Ukraine, they're taking a little bit of a little nibble every day, and Eric just says, "Oh, they're going back." So if the entire Ukraine becomes part of Russia, is that when you realize that they were serious about this?
Well, except the last time it was, you know, Poland, then it was Austria, then it was Ukraine, then it was, you know, the last time it was bigger chunks of cake. Now they're taking this one little slice of cake, and the whole world's watching.
And so far, all we've done is say, okay, well, your friends can't come to visit us.
No, what they're locking up the knife and fork is what they're doing. It's going to be hard to eat cake without any little knife and fork.
I hope I am totally wrong.
You guys are so making me hungry. Yes, Eric, go ahead.
I'm just looking at the Dow, which is up 87 points today. And generally speaking, the markets tend to reflect what's going on. And I would think that investors would start pulling back if they thought it was really going to hit the fan. And I'm just not seeing that.
And I'm hoping that I'm totally, totally mistaken. And I don't think it's going to happen this week. I don't think it's going to happen this year. I don't know if it will happen during the Obama administration, but I do think they see a window of opportunity during his administration. You've got a war-weary country here. None of us want war. We've got no money for it. We're cutting the defense budget. I mean, I'm going to start sounding like Hannity here. But if you ever had a window of opportunity to try to bring down the United States of America, this is it, huh? This is your window.
Wow.
So I was watching that new Tory Spelling show online.
Yeah, how is that?
Oh, my God, you believe that poor
where
girl?
They're documenting how her husband cheated on her, and it's crazy.
Brought down her world.
Right. Yeah.
And we're distracted by stuff like that. They'll get us when we're watching reality TV.
Or Don, whatever his name
really
is, Sterling.
Right, Don Sterling.
She cries a lot.
Yeah.
She does.
Very unattractive.
How
woman.
Old is Tori Spelling now?
Old enough to know better, early 40s. Yeah.
On a brighter note, though?
You've got a brighter note than that?
But, yeah. There's only one Queensryche now. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear that.
Yeah. We got the official settlement.
So peace is possible.
Yeah, you can do it.
Who got it, Jeff Tate or the other guys?
The other guys.
The other guys.
Yeah.
Michael Wilton and Scott Rockenfeld and Eddie, they will be Queensryche. Jeff Tate retains the rights to Operation Mindcrime. He gets the rights to perform that in its entirety. That was his baby, and Operation Mindcrime 2, they get the Queensryche name.
Now, this is interesting. Does it explain how they got it?
Well, it was settled out of court. That's one thing they want you to know.
Which means secretly.
And with money, it sounds like. They bought it, essentially.
They bought Jeff out.
Yes. And gave him the rights to the what he wrote the majority of anyway. Jeff says he's going to go on, continue music in his name as Jeff Tate. He's already got some stuff lined up coming in Seattle later next month. He wants to do lots of different things, not just Queensryche. So
right.
It suits him. It suits them because now, you know, they can move on as Queensryche. They're recording a new album. They're going to have a big relaunch show here in Seattle.
Who's the winner in this?
I would say Queensryche fans, I guess. I mean, you would have to have chosen sides at some point. It'd been hard to have been a fan of both. And I would say the real Queensryche here is who won. I mean, this you've got the majority of the band and who wrote the majority of the material.
So did they divvy up their publishing? Is that what you're talking about?
There's been no published dollar figures on how they did this. The two things they've published is the name, the entity Queensryche goes to Michael Wilton, Scott Rockenfeld, Eddie, and I believe even Parker, some of the newer members.
Uh-huh.
And the right to perform Operation Mindcrime goes to Jeff Tate.
This is great.
Yeah, it's nice to see it settled. I mean, who wouldn't have wanted
Should
to?
North Korea meet with Queensryche?
They might get work
instead
something
of
out.
Instead of what's his name?
The Russians have sent an envoy.
Rodman.
They should send Jeff Tate to North Korea next.
He might could figure it out.
Like instead of Dennis Rodman. That's a good idea. All right, 922. Well, that's nice. There's no details, of course, but the music business is kind of over. In a sense, it's the touring business now.
As far as selling records go?
Yeah, so I think that he who gets the name does well on the touring circuit.
And as a live band, and I didn't see both. In fact, I didn't see either, I guess, when I think about it. I've seen the original Queensryche a number of times, but as a live band, I would think, you know, you've got the original rhythm section, the lead guitar player, that's going to be a lot closer to making a Queensryche sound than a band that doesn't have any of the original players and only the singer.
Yeah, interesting. All right, a lot of times it's the lead singer, sometimes it's the band. 9:23 coming up. Paul Allen talked about Donald Sterling. We haven't mentioned his statements yet, but I'm very thoughtful. Russell Wilson sold more official NFL merchandise than any other player last year. 9 of the top 10 players are QBs. But there's only one non-quarterback who sold a ton of jerseys last year. Is it a Seahawk?
It sure is.
Richard Sherman.
Nope. Although, you know what? Richard Sherman is on the list. Number 12, appropriately.
Wow. Mm. All right. The answer to both of those questions.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies with highs in the 70s. Thursday will be the warmest day of the week, followed by cooling on Friday through the weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Wondering what to make for dinner? Save time and money with a delicious 8-piece chicken from the Fred Meyer Deli. Guaranteed fresh from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Choose from baked, barbecue, or fried for just $6.99 each. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Hey, if you haven't seen the X1 platform, the X1 operating system for your entertainment from Xfinity, you're missing out on the next generation of television. Television's been great ever since you could record shows, time shift, do on-demand, watch movies, pay-per-view, do anything pretty much you want. And then they added in internet access, Facebook, and you can call up just anything you want to on your screen. The X1 platform takes it to that next easy-to-use level. You know how your phone got really easy and it was like easy for almost anybody to use a computer? Well, now Everybody, and I don't want to mention my wife by name, but everybody finds this easy to use, the X1 Entertainment Operating System. You can search across your television, across on demand. You can search across shows you've saved, and you can search across episodes that you can purchase as well. With Xfinity TV on demand, your DVR is all in one place. Search for a title, genre, actor, and instantly find what you're looking for. Right now, on-demand movies include Anchorman 2, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, Ride Along, and The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Great food starts with quality ingredients. Tender, fall-off-the-bone meats, locally raised chicken, and flavorful steaks. And at Fred Meyer, you'll find an incredible selection of carefully chosen, responsibly sourced meat and seafood, plus new lower prices every day. So what will you find at Fred Meyer? Everything you need for better meals, bigger flavors, and healthier food, no matter what's on the menu.
Bring home boneless beef chuck pot roast for just $3.48 a pound. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a road tripping rambler.
Driving along next to a yellow Pinto. Or is it mustard? Oh, a hot dog would be so good right now. I need to go to more ball games. I need to go on more dates at ball games.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free flat repair to free rotation, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the spring tire sale, one of our biggest sales of the year, now through April 30th.
Switching your car insurance to GEICO is fast and easy. So now you've got no excuse. You can't say that you don't have time or that it's too difficult. Nah. If you don't switch to GEICO, it must be that you enjoy spending too much money. And if spending money makes you happy, allow me to help. Please send all your extra money to me. I'm remodeling my kitchen.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy. I chew up information and spit out facts. Geico's local agents are some of the greatest insurance experts on earth. They can help you get exactly the coverage you need, and they're backed by Geico, a company with over 75 years of experience. So working with them will fill you with so much confidence, you'll sound like me, Gary.
To see how much you could save on more than just car insurance, contact your local Geico office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
Hey guys, with wives and mothers, just a friendly reminder that Mother's Day is coming up, and so is Bartell's big anniversary sale. Two things you traditionally forget, Mother's Day and anniversaries, now in an easy-to-remember package. Just swing by Bartell's big anniversary sale for great deals on stuff for the moms in your life. I certainly would love a SodaStream Source at-home soda maker for $99.99 and that $20 Bartell's gift card that comes with it. And guys, 30% off all Revlon cosmetics would be a win, too. You'll also find practical things like 12-pack double rolls of MD bath tissue just $4.79. During Bartell's anniversary sale, you can even enter to win a trip for four to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico on Alaska Airlines. That'd make you mom's favorite, for sure. Not that we ever have favorites. Bartell's, your family-owned neighborhood, two birds with one sale store.
We all make compromises, but in certain things you shouldn't have to, like windows and doors for your home. When it comes to Marvin Windows and Doors, there are no compromises. A family-owned company and industry leader for over four generations, Marvin takes pride in upholding the values of craftsmanship, innovation, and integrity. Every single Marvin window and door is made to order and handcrafted in America. With Marvin, there's no settling for almost what you want. You get a product built around you with energy efficiency and the industry's most extensive selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local Marvin dealer has the knowledge, expertise, and personalized service you can't find at big box stores. So no more compromises. Choose Marvin Windows and Doors.
Visit Lundgren Enterprises in Seattle or at lundgrenenterprises.com. That's LundgrenEnterprises.com and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
The Emerald Queen Casino presents Cage 430 this Saturday. Tacoma's Drew Brokenshire moves up to fight for the K-Sport Lightweight Championship against Enum Class Justin Harrington. Plus a full card, including middleweight contenders Alfonso Gonzalez and Jared Torgerson. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. The K-Sport Lightweight Championship. Be there this Saturday, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
I'm Mike Monroe with the Washington Technology Industry Association. Because we need flexible coverage that can work for member companies of every size, we reached out to Regions Blue Shield. Regions helped us offer comprehensive benefit options to our members, and that's important because we serve a vast technology community with very different needs. Having high-quality coverage really helps our members do what they do best, create leading-edge technologies.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Shield serves select counties in the state of Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
The best gift my mother gave me was the gift of reading, so on Mother's Day, I plan on returning the favor. Half Price Books has a huge selection of Mother's Day surprises, and a $25 gift card gets you a $5 bonus card. Find the right words for Mom at Half Price Books.
Snapdragons fill your yard with color and charm. Right now, Fred Meyer has them at Price Blaster Savings. Four packs of Snapdragons are just 79 cents while supplies last. Experience the joy of gardening at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Great oil and filter specials at Carquest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium or Next Gen Conventional Motor Oil and a Carquest Red Oil Filter for just $19.99. Upgrade to 5 quarts of Valvoline Synthetic Motor Oil and a Bosch Premium Filter for just $31.99. See store for full details. Now through May 31st at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This report is brought to you by Money Tree.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I-90 westbound near Sunset in Issaquah. Accident there in the two right lanes across the midspan. It looks like they just cleared up a wreck out of the way. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still seeing some pretty heavy traffic. And Everett to Seattle finally down to about a 30-minute drive.
Sometimes we need money and we need it fast. And timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money in time.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Well, we're living in Paul Allen town. And there's lots of cappuccino around. Out at Boeing, everything is fine. No one is poor, and there isn't much crime. William Gates is one.
All right, Paul Allen on the Donald Sterling remarks in response to those taped recordings. And by the way, I forgot yesterday. He's obviously, as the owner of the Portland Trailblazers, he'd have to comment.
He's a team owner, and he did not vocally, but in a written statement, made his comment.
The kind of statements attributed to Clippers owner Donald Sterling, if true, look at Paul Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Are abhorrent and not acceptable for an owner of an NBA franchise or anyone in professional sports. We at the Trailblazers reject any and all such sentiments and believe NBA leadership should take swift and impactful action in this case, if true.
And that's the first thing you have to establish beyond any doubt. Is it that guy? Were these tapes edited? And that's why the NBA is supposed to make a statement today.
11 o'clock our time.
Yeah. 11 o'clock.
By the way, how do you know it was actually him?
Because everybody that's ever met him says, sounds exactly like him.
Even his son-in-law came out, who's married to his daughter, who also works for the Clippers, and he said, the Clippers are trying to rally together, and I don't care if me saying that we're not into this guy gets me fired, but we're not into this guy. You know, we believe other things, too.
His own coach won't take his call. Doc Rivers would not take a call from his boss, from the team owner.
Yeah, but it could be like Craig Gass. I mean, when he calls, you think it's Al Pacino.
It's where it was Gene Simmons.
It could be that kid
yeah.
from Spokane who yeah. did an incredible Tom Brokaw.
Dave Fazito.
Kevin Johnson put it like this. Kevin Johnson's the former player who's now the chairman of the NBA Players Association. He said, when a hint of cancer is shown, you have to cut it out immediately.
All right. Like I'm saying, it could be a great voice actor. Imagine the whole thing is a punked, and then Magic Johnson and him appear at a you know, we've been together.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. If true, said Paul Allen, they need to do something. Swift and impactful action, whatever that is. Top 10 NFL players who sold the most merchandise last year. We mentioned Russell Wilson, number one. It's Marshawn Lynch, number seven, the only non-quarterback in there. Richard Sherman did come in at number 12. So when you have, it's so weird to have the team with the most respect. How weird does that feel?
It's a brand new
for
ball
you sports
game, yeah.
Fans in Seattle.
It's pretty, still not used to
surreal,
that.
Surreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you don't have the respect from the media. They're still sort of shunning you because they say, well, you can't say they're a powerhouse yet because they just won one Super Bowl. At least I heard a lot of that.
Yeah, but
you have the respect from the fans around the country.
You're also getting the respect from the NFL schedulers in so much that we're not getting home team primetime games because they think they'll be blowouts.
That's respect.
That's respect.
In a weird, disrespectful way. Okay, time for the pot report.
What kind of joint is this, man?
Oh, it's a heavy-duty joint, man.
And now, the pot report.
It's too bad these guys didn't get their license. They've got a great name for it. The Zanatelli Brothers. Teatro Zanatelli. They could have a big tent, sell this stuff with some trapeze artists.
Pizza, ice cream, and pot.
Yeah.
You could do all three.
The Zanatelli Brothers are appealing their license denial. Apparently, people are getting denied a license with no real clear-cut explanation of why, and that's going to start a reaction of, hey, why not? Our plans would be the largest stores, said Scott Zanatelli, the Walmart of cannabis. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Scott hoped to open two retail locations in Pierce County this summer, but the state denied his application. Denied. No truth that they hired Susie Orman to issue the denial. You know how she does that
thing
on her show?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Denied.
You are denied.
You are denied. The deadline to appeal is May, weeks after the state conducted its lottery to determine who receives the licenses. Applicants will be notified by the end of the week if they get to undergo the background check required to open a retail location. Last week, Zanatelli got his letter, which stated his two locations were within 1,000 feet of a restricted entity. The letter did not say what the entity was. Zanatelli said he hired someone to make sure his locations were not close to any of those kinds of spots. We looked. By the way, shouldn't they say, like, if you do building plans and you submit the plans, almost always they go, we need you to fix this and change that to make it code. Shouldn't they say, look, here's our objection to your thing? Isn't there a process you should go through where you get to remedy?
Maybe not, since there are so many people. Like, maybe it's just cut and run.
It seems rude, though.
Well, the city deals with you with permitting scenarios because you're a particular person wanting a particular thing. So if they say, yeah, you got to put in an art installation, you got to plant 10 trees, you got to build a sidewalk, you go, okay, let me just get it. But these guys have 500 people who want the license for every one they're going to issue, right?
I get it, supply and demand.
So
but I also think that knowing how confusing regulations and definitions, and it's always a gray area of judgment, how they're interpreted. For example, in building codes is the most recent thing I can think of with this, where you go in and you have a certified guy do your plans.
Right.
A guy who's gotten King County to approve many, many designs.
Right. And I'm 1,001 feet from this school.
And I will tell you what he told me.
Right.
He said they will always find something and kick it back to you. And part of why they do that, you know why.
Yeah, you want a little taste.
Well, first off, if they approve everything, then they could do with a smaller staff.
Right, job security to find
it's
issues.
It's job security.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they always nitpick on something. And oftentimes the thing they nitpick on is not even actually a regulation. It's how they interpreted a regulation. And then you got to go back and you got to do the redesign just to sort of... I don't want to say it's corrupt, but I mean, the regulations should be so easy to follow that you follow them.
And this lottery is so subjective. I mean, they've booted people out for, like, having a signature maybe in the wrong place. One guy, they said, oh, we never even got your application. He says, well, you should have. And he sent them the exact date and time. And, yeah. I mean, he had it all registered. Certified. They go, oh, yeah.
I had another application
here.
Lost by a state entity last year. I'm not going to say what, but it was submitted. It was, it was told of 5 or 6 weeks. And at the end of the time, say, we lost it. You'd have to resubmit it.
Yeah, if you're going to do a lottery, do it like a state lottery. You know, stick everybody in the big machine and have some balls blow around.
Draw the winners.
Pull them out.
And have do it like when we were sending us off to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Have everybody draw a number.
Right.
And the first 150 get the first crack at it.
Yeah.
And if they don't get approved, then you go further down the list.
And do it on TV.
What do you call that number? Remember that number? God, I was worried about my number.
Well, your lottery number, they called it, right?
Yeah, it was a draft lottery.
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems really weird. Licensing director Alan Rathburn said every denied application was reviewed before the letters were sent out. He says go ahead and appeal, but delaying the lottery until the after the appeals would cause very, very long delays in opening retail locations. So, oh, they got you by the short
true.
Curlies.
So it sounds like by the end of the week, we're going to have an announcement on who did make it through the red tape.
You're telling
me
that...
He says, we have a marketplace to establish. How fair is it to the 1,170 people that did fill out their applications to delay this process?
You mean after all the delays, it's better to get it out fast than get it right? Is that what he's really trying
to say? That's what he's saying, yeah.
Well,
it's your fault.
Come on.
We're not getting it out fast. We're already like a year behind on
this. Of course we are.
If there is an appeal process, it should be factored into the announcing process. Otherwise, why bother to have an appeal process?
In the case of another applicant, a Cowlitz County judge ordered the liquor board to hold off on naming lottery winners in Longview until her appeal can be heard. She said the state made a mistake reading their application. And that's the part that bugs me. Anytime you have the government is infallible, you are a bunch of losers as the assumption. Like, the state could make a mistake. They lost one of my applications.
For like a...
I'm not going to say. Stripper license.
Wow.
No, I didn't do that. You were going to do
it. It cost you so much money, too. You had the places lined
pretzel
up.
Vending machine. It doesn't matter. It's with that sort of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it was just lost. It's gone. And you're helpless when it's the government.
I put in an application for a business license, and like a month and a half later, I kept waiting for my license. I finally got a letter that said I gave them a dollar less than I was supposed to somehow. I read the fee wrong. So then,
how did you read the fee wrong?
I don't know, but sure enough, I looked on my check, and it was the wrong amount. So I had to send them the dollar plus $3 to handle the new process. So I had to write them a check for $4 to get my business license,
right,
which I then finally got 6 weeks after I thought I would be getting it because there was a dollar discrepancy.
All right. Other pot news today. Pot pills and spray are coming out, and they say they may reduce – actually, they're already out. They say they may reduce the painful spasms from MS. MS is one of those afflictions that pot could be very, very good for. And who is discovering this? The findings are published Monday in the journal Neurology, which opens communications between doctors and patients. Once the stuff gets into official medical journals, serious doctors start taking it seriously. You know, I'm saying serious doctors instead of the give me your $85 and I'll give you a card kind of doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with those people, of course. They're just helping people out. The study is the second in a month from the Academy to show benefits of medical marijuana for MS. Findings published March 24th showed among a dozen alternative therapies, only marijuana was helpful in MS. Now, they didn't stop the tremor, shaking, or other problems, but it was oral marijuana spray that seem to help with certain symptoms a lot. So you should look into this if you know someone with MS. I always wonder, like, if I ever had an affliction that I needed it for, would I take it as medicine?
Yes.
Weed?
I think it depends. I would want the don't get you high kind.
High CBDs.
All right. And then I think if I was prescribed to me, I think I would.
Of course you would. It's actual medicine.
Mm.
It's not addictive. And there's more and more studies that are legitimizing it in ways that people who are non-believers would not even believe extra.
Right. But I'd have to be careful. The medical community is further along than the recreational community because they've been at it for many years.
Right.
But still, I'd have to be careful. Just like I guess I'd have to be careful when they prescribed me that oxycodone stuff.
This report brought to you
by
Regions
Blue Shield. Which was wonderful, by the way. And I could see why. I could see why you'd get addicted.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally different.
Wow.
Totally different. Mother Nature had nothing to do with oxycodone.
It feels like she did.
She
feels
did
like
not.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
I know it seems like a loving mother's embrace.
Both talk to me. All right, 9:45. Time for Rock Genius. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a rock genius. Spike says this is a painfully obvious question, super easy to answer today. And every day, Monday through Friday, that we can think of it, we ask you the easy question and give you a great prize. Today's prize, Eric.
It is Blazing Bagels for winning today. And if you win Friday's drawing, you'll get Blazing Bagels for your entire office.
All right. Call us now at 877-901-0957. That's 877-901-0957. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You will not be drug tested for this. We thought of instituting a drug test, whereas if you failed the drug test, as far as not having any drugs, we wouldn't let you in.
Yeah.
But it would be time-consuming, and it would delay the process,
right,
which is what we're trying to avoid. Caller number two will get to play today. We're going to make it easy. Caller number two, easiest contest in the history of all contests, Rock Genius. The 10 of 10 today.
Girl power. Songs about girl power. And today's question, I think, is embarrassingly easy.
So is I Am Woman in there? I hope not.
Not so much. No,
thank you so much. So, yeah. What other girl power song?
I'm just going to sing it.
Girl power songs. Give me one.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Not in there.
That's good, because there's so many crappy girl power songs.
I know. This is a Beatles song. Classic Beatles song.
What's a Beatles girl power song? You can't tell me the name?
Well, yeah.
The name is the answer?
No. You know what? It's funny. The actual name of the song isn't the answer, but the name everybody thinks the song is the answer.
I got it. Shane and Duval, hello.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Well, what was the question again?
I'm sorry. Look, you didn't fill out your form properly. You had every chance to fill out your form properly.
Take a guess.
We're denying your marijuana license application. Okay. No, you deserve, I guess, to be asked the actual question. Here's Spike with today's 10 of 10 question.
Okay, 10 of 10 songs about girl power. According to the Beatles, Lovely Rita, what was her occupation?
Lovely Rita.
What did she do for a living? Easiest contest in the history of all contests.
I'm trying to think of the song here. She's a meter maid?
Yeah! She was a meter maid!
Well, okay. Slide look at Pedro trying to slide him under the buzzer.
Nice done, brother.
All right, yeah, we all took bets on this, and if you hadn't gotten this, we were all donating $10 million to our favorite charity, so thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. Standing by. All right. Good Beatles song. You got the Blazing Bagels and you're entered in the drawing. I hope you win. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Great easy question. Is it hard to make easy questions?
You know what? I had a question I thought was painfully easy, and Eric thought it might be a little too difficult. And I hate to have people, it's embarrassing when people don't know the answer. I think I'll pose this question to you. Another one of the songs today is Maggie May by Rod Stewart. According to Rod, in late September, where should he be in late September?
Late September, I should be at Dick's Drive-In. I don't know.
At school.
Back at school, yes.
I wouldn't have known that one.
See, that Eric said the same thing.
Oh. So
I went with even easier.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not a lyric person the way you are. So for you, you probably think everybody should know. Okay. A couple of closing things here. Fox is going to broadcast a 3-hour live version of Grease. Now, What am I thinking of? The last live version of something that was critically panned.
I'll help you.
Yeah.
You're remembering the Carrie Underwood Sound of Music debacle on NBC.
That and it was denounced as horrible.
It was denounced as horrible. But
and what network was it on?
That was on NBC. Tons and tons of people watched it, mostly hate watching.
Yeah. Mostly. You hated it while you watched it.
I watched it for 6 minutes and then I cried and then I turned it off.
Wow.
Yeah. But they're going to do a Grease spectacular on Fox.
Will it be a grease fire or will it be greasing up the skids for a great advertising gimmick? I don't know. The Sound of Music thing was a total failure. Why would they do this? No casting yet.
That's the key. That's going
to
be the key.
How about Carrie Underwood? Come on.
Right.
Give her a chance to redeem herself.
Come on.
You know, she would make a good Sandy.
She'd make a great Sandy.
Yeah. Although
she's no Julie Andrews, but she sure as hell could pull off Olivia Newton-John.
I think after all of the horrible... I mean, remember, it was so bad that she had to come out and say, like, everyone stop, you're making me cry.
Who safer to captain the Exxon Valdez a second time through Prince William Sound than Captain Hazelwood?
Right.
I mean, you know, Captain, you look tired. Do you want to take a nap? No, I'm not taking a nap this time.
They're gonna need somebody new and fresh and young. It'll be really great.
NBC is also picking itself up off the critical ground and doing another live musical. They're doing Peter Pan on December 4th. Will you watch?
No.
No, you're mad at this stuff. See, if at first you don't succeed, what's your
Stop it.
It's
never going to work.
Don't do it ever again.
Try something different.
That's what William Churchill said. He said, you know, the key to life is giving up.
Give up.
When to give up.
Run away.
Learn German.
Limp away.
All right. Harrison Ford, German. Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill spotted together. What does this mean?
Means Star Wars. They're getting ready to start in London, and these guys are all going to be part of it.
What do you mean?
The next Star Wars movie is going to...
Are they going to have the old guys in it?
Well, they're going to have at least a little cameo in there, I believe, yes.
Princess Leia's going to run a plus-size bikini shop. It's going to be great.
Oh.
This is, you know, J.J. Abrams abandoned Star Trek to move to carry on the Star Wars franchise, and this will be his first film, and it's going to be a big deal.
Worked Leonard Nimoy into Star Trek, but Leonard Nimoy was a Vulcan who could live hundreds of years. Plus, they even brought him back. They have a younger one meet the older one. You can't really do that with Star Wars, can you?
They can make them all Darth Vader masks.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're stormtroopers and they just get walk-on roles.
It's me, Han Solo. I'm in this costume.
Guess which stormtrooper is Harrison Ford?
No,
it doesn't sound like it makes
Solo's
sense.
He's going to live on a planet where he grazes his tauntauns on federal land without paying grazing permits.
Right, son of a bitch.
That's funny.
I was expecting you to make a Carrie Fisher as Jabba the Hutt joke, and I'm glad that you
didn't. I wouldn't go there. No, I have nothing but respect for
Carrie's
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie's a great
gal. Great girl.
You're sitting very close to me, and I have glass.
Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford all in the new Star Wars, which starts shooting at Pinewood Studios next month. On tomorrow's show, actually, I can't tell you about tomorrow. Thursday, we have a guest, Sanjay Jones, a.k.a. Flash Gordon, in Seattle for a Q&A at the Sci-Fi Film Festival at the Cinerama, May 1st through the 12th, will be in our studio in person, Flash Gordon. Should we introduce Flash to some of our superheroes in town, like Phoenix Jones?
Yeah. Would that be fun?
What's Phoenix up to, by the way? Did he hang up the costume? What's the deal?
No, actually, I think he's the website is getting more and more popular, and he's been doing appearances.
If Joe's theories of Armageddon are true, Phoenix somehow plays into it.
I'd like him to be hanging close by.
You want him around your property?
You bet.
Also, Friday, we're going to have Steve O in the studio again, and Stephen Tobolowsky, who's a great guy, in Seattle to shoot the Tobolowsky Files live. Now, is that the Ghostbuster dude, right?
No, that's
who we talked to about Harold Ramis.
Groundhog Day.
Neil, the insurance salesman.
Ned Ryerson.
Yeah.
Oh, man, in studio?
Ned. Oh, yeah.
God, we could barely stop talking on the phone. Live should be a lot of fun. 9:53, it's time for the last word of the day. Here's Jody.
Brought to you by the Muckleshoot Casino. Last word of the day today is neurologist.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Low to mid 70s for daytime highs across the Seattle metro area with mostly sunny skies.
This report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and fights pain at the site of inflammation. Fast Acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain. Going to work in just minutes? Try Fast Acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
It's hard to believe it's only been a little over 6 weeks since I started 3010 Weight Loss for Life. A little over 6 weeks and a little over 30 pounds. I've been averaging over 5 pounds a week by changing the way I eat. Still eat plenty good. Last night, Kelly made an awesome roast and some roasted broccoli. I had a beef pasta soup with a bunch of spinach for lunch. It's not like I'm eating bad by any means. I'm just eating the right stuff. 3010 Weight Loss for Life not only works on your body, but it works on your mind. When I go in every week, I listen to a tape that gives me kind of the motivation and I think even a little bit of the subliminal stuff I need to stay on track. I go to the one in Bellevue. They've got a brand new office. It's right next to Awaja Maya and Total Wine and More over there. They also have one in Silverdale and Kent, and I suspect they're going to be opening a few more. Because this really works. If you want to know more about 3010 Weight Loss for Life, go to 3010weightlossforlife.com, read about all the people who've done it, or just give them a call with any questions at 855-843-3010.
Find the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood at TraderJoe's.com.
Right now at Earl's Appliance, get $1,000 in instant savings when you purchase select Sub-Zero refrigeration combined with a select Wolf Range or cooktop and wall oven. Plus, take $250 in savings on up to 6 additional selected products. The more you buy, the more you save.
Here comes Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Same night, same stage. Rick Springfield. July 31st, Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Reserved seats are on sale now. Available at the casino box office and Ticketmaster.com. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Rick Springfield, live.
I'm Brian Wallace, Navy Federal Credit Union member, and this bad boy is my Jayhawk helicopter. That's 1,560 horsepower engines. Of course, my daily ride's a bit more comfortable. Got it with a Navy Federal auto loan. Nice folks, great rate. Way easier to park.
4 million members, 4 million stories. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DoD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Sun Mountain Lodge near Winthrop. Just outside our doors, you'll find everything you'd want in a high country spring getaway. Panoramic mountain views, wildlife, and fields of spring flowers painting the landscape with vibrant color. And through June 19th, our Mayflower package starts at just $97.50 per person double occupancy, including room, breakfast, and gratuities. Sales tax extra. 800-572-0493 or sunmountainlodge.com.
People who know cars know Toyota has the longest lasting vehicles of any full line automaker. And did you know 80% of all Corollas sold in the last 20 years are still on the road today? And now is the best time to get one. During Toyota's spring sales drive, you can get 1.9% APR financing on any new 2014 Corolla. Or get a Toyota Care 24-month lease on a Corolla LE for just $159 a month with $1,309 due at signing. With no cost maintenance included. Tax, title, and license extra. $500 TFS bonus cash included with lease offer. Lease and limited-term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. For complete details on all Toyota offers, call 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com. Hurry in to one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's spring sales drive ends May 5th. Western Washington drives Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin, age 50, has discovered the fountain of youth at Universal Men's Clinic.
When it started happening, I didn't know exactly where to turn. I didn't have the energy to be with my wife, didn't know who to talk to. After starting at the clinic, I discovered how many men actually have this, and we don't ever talk about it, that there was a lot of other people that had the same problem. And it's not just a problem that's going to go away on its own. It affects all aspects of your life. After starting, I found that there is help. My confidence level, my sex drive, my ability to function, everything has skyrocketed. Universal Men's Clinic changed my life. I would recommend UMC to anybody.
I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic. Modern medicine can now effectively restore full sexual function, even for those who have been without it for years. We can help.
Discover your fountain of youth. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 206-816-3391. 206-816-3391. 206-816-3391. Or visit us at universalmensclinic.com.
This is the story of a man who knows what he wants and doesn't mind making half the neighborhood wait while he gets it.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 76. Super Long Coffee Orderer.
With the brilliance of a medieval alchemist, he guides the guileless barista through a terrifying labyrinth of seemingly incongruous ingredients and commands. So make mine a triple venti grande americano chai vanilla minty mochaccino caramel macchiato. Half calf, half decaf, one equal, one sweet and low, one raw sugar. Skinny organic extra virgin olive oil soy brevi with no foam, extra whip, extra hot. And oh yes, leave off the top so I can put on my own sprinkles. Super Long Coffee Orderer, you're one of us. And we're quite possibly the only insurance company that can meet your exacting standards. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Divine Color Wall Coatings, carefully crafted, inspired by art and nature. Creamy surfaces you'll want to touch. Radiant colors that capture light. Wall coatings with low odor and are good to our environment. Divine Color Wall Coatings have arrived at Rada Paint. See how new Divine Color Creamy Wall Coatings will change your room from a still life to life illuminated. Go to RadaPaint.com or visit your local Northwest Rada Paint store today. Divine Color. Life illuminated.
Join the $20,000 Money Mayhem this month at Quill Cedar Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share of big cash, including a $5,000 grand prize May 27th. Find all of the exciting details online at QCCCasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at the Q.
Every month, over 10,000 people come to Bellevue Rare Coins for help with their gold, silver, or other precious metals. They can help you, too. Find out what your precious metals, gold, and silver are really worth today at Bellevue Rare Coins.
It's the I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. Save on Oshkosh, Kids Corner, Carter's, and so much more. Download your coupon at fredmeyer.com and save an extra 15%. The I Love My Kids and Baby sale at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama.
And I'm Jill Biden. As our wars draw to a close, more and more of our troops are coming home. And as they do, one of the biggest challenges they'll face is finding a job.
That's why we're so excited about iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes initiative. Over the past year, they've been helping to connect our veterans with the jobs they deserve.
To get involved, just visit iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes or joiningforces.gov.
Let's join forces and serve these heroes as well as they've served us.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, westbound I-90 at Sunset and Issaquah and the midspan, those wrecks have both been cleared. We do have reports of a new collision, Highway 99 northbound after the West Seattle Bridge. Sounds like it's potentially blocking one lane there. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still pretty slow as well.
Wondering what to make for dinner? Save time and money with a delicious 8-piece chicken from the Fred Meyer Deli. Guaranteed fresh from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Choose from baked, barbecue, or fried for just $6.99 each. Fred Meyer, what's on your list today?
Bob Rivers in the mornings, the no-repeat workday, and Seattle's greatest hits. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.